Tim Lippe is an insurance agent from small town Wisconsin.
He's terrified of the world at large and has really kind of hermetically sealed himself off into this very tiny existence.
His existence is blown wide open by a trip to the big city of Cedar Rapids. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. That is the basic plot of the movie Cedar Rapids, which opens around the state tomorrow. Ed Helms plays the hapless insurance agent, and I'll talk with him about the role. The film takes place here because the screenwriter, Phil Johnston, once lived in the state. I'll talk with him about his inspiration and what other exotic Iowa locales might be featured in his work in the future.
I actually, believe it or not, did a TV pitch that didn't sell that was based in Sioux City.
And finally, I'll talk with Diana Nolan, arts reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Join us after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. In the movie Cedar Rapids, Tim Lippe is an insurance agent from Brown Valley, Wisconsin. He has led a sheltered life and is called upon to travel to a convention in Cedar Rapids to represent his insurance agency. He's never been on a plane before. He's never stayed in such a swanky hotel. And he has certainly never hung around with such a fast crowd.
Ho-ho! Shots! Let's do it! What do you want, guys?
Jaeger time!
Jaeger for me.
Twist my arm. Drambuie.
Lippe?
I'm a non-drinker.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Timbo. You gotta strap on a set of gourds, all right?
Come on, one won't kill you.
Jeez, okay. You guys are gonna beat me up. Cream sherry.
Cream sherry? You're insane! That's the craziest thing I've ever heard! This one's weird!
In the course of the movie, Tim Lippe has some wild adventures and finds out what's really important to him and who he really wants to be. Later this hour, I'll talk to Phil Johnston, the screenwriter who once worked for a television station in Des Moines, Jim Burke, one of the producers, and Diana Nolan, arts and culture reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will also be here. But with me right now is actor Ed Helms. He's well known for his role as Andy on NBC's The Office and as Stu in the movie The Hangover. He plays Tim Lippe in Cedar Rapids. Ed, how did you get involved in this project?
I got involved in this project from the very beginning, actually. The writer, Phil Johnston, had this idea, and he just liked me for the part, and a mutual friend introduced us in Los Angeles, and we were off to the races and just started collaborating on what this world was like and who these characters are. And then after a while, Phil had a lot to go on and went off and wrote this incredible script, and it was off to the races.
You have made your career out of playing men that are a little nerdy, a little immature.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know, very offensive. But I felt like the Tim Lippe character in this movie was different from the other characters you've played, for example, in The Hangover or on The Office, in some pretty important ways. Can you tell me how you related to this Tim Lippe character?
Sure, yeah. I love any character who struggles really hard to do the right thing. I feel like that's an incredibly sympathetic trait in somebody. And of course, it's not fun to watch someone just do the right thing. So in a good movie, you want to see them stumble and make horrible mistakes, and that's really what we've done with Tim in this movie. He's somebody who doesn't know how good he really is, and then over the course of the movie, kind of learns through these mistakes and trials that he actually is a good guy and he should stick with who he is.
I think there is some nervousness among Iowans and other Midwesterners that this is going to be a movie that mocks us mercilessly. And I've seen the movie. I was not offended. I don't feel that it mocks us. But how did you approach the Tim Lippe character so that you weren't making fun of people from small towns and rural communities in the Midwest?
Well, that's a great question, and I really appreciate your comment on that. Because we really never wanted to make fun of these characters. And we all everyone who got on board from the beginning, Alexander Payne and then Miguel and then even the rest of the cast, it just was about having a really abiding affection for these characters, in spite of their flaws and their problems. But I think that, you know, the character of Tim Lippy is an extreme character. He's not just like some cartoon guy from a small town. He has an extremely unusual background, even for someone from a small town. So I don't think you can look at him as a stereotype, because he's an exception. He's someone who lost his parents at a very young age. It's kind of a heartbreaking development. He's clearly very stunted. No one stepped into the parental role for him. He's terrified of the world at large and has really kind of hermetically sealed himself off into this very tiny existence. And that, I don't think, is a comment on small towns. It's just a fascinating character to tell a story about. Then, of course, he goes to Cedar Rapids, which is just a new experience for him. And again, not something that is designed to ridicule Cedar Rapids in any way, but it's a story that is fascinating because of its smallness in a way, and because of, you know, who Tim is. I just feel like in putting this story together and working on it, it was just fun to tell a small story, but under such a microscope.
Another group that might feel a little nervous about this film would be insurance agents, because all of Tim Lippy is an insurance agent. All of the action in this movie takes place at a conference for insurance agents. But the movie sort of felt to me like a love letter to insurance agents, which are not a group of people that tend to get a lot of respect from the greater world. And your character, Tim Lippy, is really driven as an agent to do his best for his clients. And that's what really gives him a sense of purpose in his life. Did you, in preparing to play him, did you do research into small town insurance agents?
You know, most of us do have a very negative association with the insurance industry, but like anything, when you look closely and you start to look at individual stories and the people involved, the more intimately you examine anyone's life story, the more poignant and kind of justified it becomes. And I love that about, I love that it's, that this story is an unlikely universe for a hero. And to answer your question, I didn't do much research into actual insurance. I mean, the movie itself isn't about insurance in any way. It just sort of is a backdrop. But that said, I do think that we've all had experiences at a convention or at a convention-like scenario in which you're untethered. There's no accountability. You can kind of go off the rails and not be yourself, and that's sort of an exciting thing for a lot of us, and that's certainly what kind of corrupts Tim a little bit and sends him on this spiraling into a black hole that he later emerges from.
When you watch the trailer for the movie, it looks like another raunchy comedy. There have been a number of raunchy comedies out in the last few years. It looks a little like The Hangover, and it is a raunchy movie. It is a funny movie, but it has a lot of heart. Do you have any concern that element is missed in the marketing of this film?
You know, that's a great question. You have to sort of pick. You can't get the whole message of a movie out in the marketing, and you just can't be too precious, and you have to sort of find what you think is going to resonate and then make that choice and commit to it. And I'm actually really proud of the marketing for this movie, and I think Fox Searchlight has done an extraordinary job, and they've really gotten behind us in a way we really could have only dreamed of. That said, of course, I wish there was more sort of texture and we could get across more of the heart of the movie and so forth. But you have to keep the message simple, and you have to kind of play on the strengths of the movie. And I'm really proud of the heart in the movie, but the comedy is also great. And that's really what, at the end of the day, it's a comedy, and that's what we're celebrating in the marketing.
Now, this movie was not shot in Cedar Rapids, which is, I believe, a story about film tax credits, mainly.
Yeah, there's all kinds of tax intrigue behind that decision.
Right. That's a story for another time. But have you ever been to Cedar Rapids?
I've never been to Cedar Rapids. I've been through Iowa, and we were, of course, hoping to shoot this movie in Iowa before things fell through. But I can't say that I actually have firsthand experience there.
The movie, it is called Cedar Rapids. It's ostensibly placed in Cedar Rapids. There are some references to the city. One of the derogatory things that sometimes people say about Cedar Rapids makes it in there. But it doesn't really say much about the city itself. When people in Iowa go to see this movie, what do you want them to see of their state in this?
I just want people to be entertained and to have a good time. And just to see characters that are with a lot of texture and who are flawed, but also, at the end of the day, intrinsically good people. I think that if, you know, we all came at the making of this movie from a place of affection, and that doesn't mean that we weren't eager to laugh at ourselves and laugh at these characters as well, but that is what I hope anyone, not just anyone from Cedar Rapids, but anyone who sees the movie takes away from it. It's just a kind of celebration of kindness and the intrinsic good that's in all of us.
Well, Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Ed Helms, star of the new movie Cedar Rapids. He plays Tim Lippe, an insurance agent from small town Wisconsin who has a life-changing experience at a convention in Cedar Rapids. Here's another moment from the film where he's taking part in a competition that includes climbing a rock wall as his fellow insurance agents look on.
Look at him. He's like a little spider monkey.
Let's go,
Joe. Ha ha! Leaving him in the dust! Reach it!
Timbo, you got a death wish, pal? Because you're about roughly 20 feet off the ground right now. Take a look.
Uh-oh. Tim? Oh, God, Tim, are you okay?
Give me a second.
Well?
I'm gonna be fine!
I think we better get him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do it if you're gonna freak out?
Tim, I got you. Trust me.
Just give me your hand, bro. Lean back.
I don't trust people with ponytails.
Come on, man. Give me your hand. Let's do this.
I'm not extreme like you.
Don't worry, everything turns out okay. That's a moment from the movie Cedar Rapids featuring Ed Helms. You also heard the voices of John C. Reilly and Anne Heche. Coming up on the program, I'll talk with Phil Johnston. He's a screenwriter for the film. Jim Burke, one of the producers. And later on, I'll talk with Jeff Pomerantz, city manager of Cedar Rapids, and Diana Nolan, arts and culture reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. This is Talk of Iowa.
It kicks, man, unless it's fiction, unless it's sweat or it's salt.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today we're talking about the movie Cedar Rapids, which opens around the state tomorrow. The film follows the adventures of a small-town insurance agent who goes to a convention in Cedar Rapids. And the film is written by Phil Johnston. He grew up in Wisconsin and spent some time working as a journalist before going to film school. He's done some work for television and written acted a short, but this is his first feature film. And Phil, when you think about a naive young man from small town Wisconsin having his horizons broadened, his mind blown by the big city, Cedar Rapids is not the first city that would come to mind. And clearly that's part of what makes this funny. But why did you zero in on Cedar Rapids?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, I worked in Western Iowa for 3 years. I worked for KCCI in Des Moines and KETV in Omaha, so I was covering Western Iowa and had, you know, loved the state and spent a fair amount of time in Cedar Rapids. More importantly to the story, though, I mean, I always knew it was going to be this thing about a guy who goes from his tiny town to a sort of medium-sized city, and I picked Cedar Rapids actually because of the flood of 2008, because I wanted something, some event that an insurance agent could point to as this sort of heroic moment for insurers. Now, I'm not saying I necessarily believe those things happen, but for Ed's character, Tim Lippe, he sees insurance as a noble calling and looked at the, you know, the guys and women on the ground in Cedar Rapids after the flood, almost like firefighters or police officers, you know. So that's why I picked Cedar Rapids.
When did you work in Des Moines?
95 through 98, 96 through 98, something like that. I lived in Omaha, but I was the live link reporter for these two stations shared me, and I covered the western swath of Iowa, up and down the western third, basically.
All right, so you drove I-80 a lot.
A lot, and 29, up to South Dakota, down to Missouri. I know those cities and towns really well.
How long has this story that you turned into Cedar Rapids been floating around in your brain?
Probably, a few years. Right out of film school, I was a journalist for like eight or 9 years and then went to film school. And right out of film school, I was covering these conferences, these industrial videos sort of for businesses. And I went to some of these conferences and just saw the double lives people took on. I mean, nothing too dramatic, but, you know, you take on a different persona when you're away, almost like a kid at summer camp. You know, you have this chance to redefine yourself. And so I think that was the germ of the idea when I saw some of those things happening and just became fascinated with that culture and the way people, when they go away from town, can become versions of themselves that they don't quite allow themselves to be when they're at home.
Ed Helms is, of course, the star of the movie, but he also collaborated with you on the screenplay. How did that relationship come about?
We had a mutual friend, so we had met through that guy, and we had breakfast a few years ago, and I just said, you know, and he was, I think it just started on The Office, and so the hangover hadn't come out, and I pitched him this idea, you know, it's a guy in a small town who goes to a slightly large city and has his mind blown, and he's like, great, sign me up. And so I had an outline at that point, and we sort of talked about that, and he gave me some input on the character, and then I went off and wrote the script on my own, and it wasn't like we were ever in the same room or something like that collaborating, but we would talk about how he saw his character and things that, you know, so really he could own this guy, he could inhabit his skin, and so that was more the collaboration, was just how can we put Tim, how can we put Ed into Tim to make him, you know, make his journey most realistic and interesting as an actor. And it was what a great guy to collaborate with and a good friend, you know, so it's been a joy working with him.
The film was originally slated to be filmed in Cedar Rapids in Iowa, but mm-hmm. we had our Iowa film office scandal,
right,
which meant that you really couldn't film here. Were you disappointed when you found out that you were going to have to find another location?
I mean, I was, frankly, when that happened, I was more worried about, oh my God, is the movie going to get shot? Is it going to get made? We've done all this work, and that happened, and you can talk to Jim Burke about that, but they had to... I mean, there was 4 weeks out from starting shooting production offices in Iowa and had to move to Michigan. So really at that point, you just want to make sure the movie gets made. But of course, you know, and there were second unit cameras shooting in Cedar Rapids. So we have Cedar Rapids has a presence in the movie. But of course, when you write something about a place, the place becomes a character, and the specificity of place is certainly important to me as a writer and in the films I see and you know want to enjoy. Place is always a character. So yeah, that was a bummer, but I think the locations they found in Michigan represent Cedar Rapids well, and the stuff we were able to shoot in Cedar Rapids makes it feel like it's an Iowa movie.
Well, and it does make the riverfront in Cedar Rapids look a little nicer than it is.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Lovely park along the river that doesn't exist.
And the script was that it was a kind of grubby area where they were. But, you know, it's maybe it's wish fulfillment. Maybe they'll make that park now.
What elements of Cedar Rapids did you feel were important to include in the film?
I mean, as a place, I just wanted it to be. It is a city. It is a metropolitan area, and you know, it's for Tim. It's like experiencing a city for the first time. I just wanted some of those details. Not that it's the most diverse place in the world, but for him, he's seeing, you know, he's meeting his first African-American friend, and, you know, these kinds of things that he doesn't experience in his small town. I just wanted, I'm glad that it was able to, you know, show his journey and portray it through the, with Cedar Rapids as a backdrop. As far as the specifics of it, I mean, it would be nice to have the smell of the cereal, you know, going, and but can't get that on the movies. But
you did refrain from using the phrase "City of Five Smells" in your script, or was it in your script and it just didn't make it to the?
Well, there was a line at one point when Tim is at his nadir, when he's, and it was in a version of it when they're passing the Cedar Rapids City of five seasons, and he said the fifth season is despair, but that didn't end up in the movie. and no, there was no City of Five Smells, unfortunately. I should have put that in there, but did not.
Well, the next movie you make, Brown Cedar Rapids, I'm sure you can include that.
Cedar Rapids 2.
Right. You
Electric
did.
Electric Boogaloo.
You did include this conversation in the movie about the floods of 2008, which, of course, was a very, very difficult time for the city of Cedar Rapids and for much of Eastern Iowa as well. Why was it so important for you to work that element into the film?
Well, because it's such a part of what the city has become. It's a defining moment for a place, and I think it would be irresponsible not to bring it up. And, again, specific to this character who looks at insurance agents as heroes, making reference to that, in his mind, it was obviously a disaster and a huge, huge catastrophe for the city, but he sees, you know, the way you would idolize a firefighter in New York from 9/11. It's all, in his own way, he sees it in that light. So it was just important. I don't think I don't think you could really do this movie without bringing that up if it's going to take place in Cedar Rapids. You know, it's like New Orleans after Katrina. It's going to take some time before it just becomes a place without that as its defining characteristic.
You also include a scene where the main characters in the film crash a same-sex wedding.
Right.
Why did you feel it was important to include that in the film?
Well, that was a late addition, actually. That was an idea, I don't remember where it came from, but whose idea that was. But, you know, when that was big news in Iowa, and for Tim to witness that and see that, it was all part of his growth, you know, to seeing things that he had never seen before and accepting them and learning, you know, learning from them. So, you know, it could be looked at as a one-off joke, but everything in here, we always started from the standpoint of character before the comedy. You know, hopefully the comedy comes out of the character. So in that case, it's him discovering, oh, wow, this exists in Iowa. Okay, same-sex couples can marry.
As a guy who worked in Iowa and spent time here and has an affection for the state, were you worried at all that Iowans and other Midwesterners would feel like the film was making fun of them?
No, I wasn't. And it's the thing I guess I'm most proud of with the movie, because I have such affection for the place and the people and all of us involved in it. Jim Burke is from Minnesota. Alexander Payne's from Omaha. You know, we're all Midwesterners. Many of the actors are from the Midwest. So I just don't look at it as making fun of anybody. I mean, I'm a deeply flawed person. A lot of my friends are profoundly misguided. These are the people I love. These are the people I grew up with. You know, in a comedy, you're given some, you know, some ground to exaggerate and stuff. And I'm sure there are moments like that, but all told, I think these are real people. These are people I know. If I went to the mall with my mom, I would see these people, and I don't feel it looks down on anybody, and I think it has great affection for the Midwest and the people. I mean, I've lived 2/3 of my life in the Midwest, so that's very much where my heart is, and I hope people see it the same way.
There are a lot of great stories to be told in Iowa. Is Sioux City next?
Sioux City, I actually, believe it or not, did a TV pitch that didn't sell that was based in Sioux City. So yes, I will be back to Iowa and Wisconsin, which is mainly where I grew up. So
oh, great.
I'm not leaving those places.
Phil, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Phil Johnston wrote the screenplay for Cedar Rapids. You're listening to Talk of Iowa. Jim Burke is on the line with me now. He's one of the producers of the film. Jim, as one of the film's producers, and you are from Minnesota, so you have a familiarity with this part of the Midwest. I have an understanding that Michigan considers itself to be part of the Midwest, although that is up for debate around here.
I debate it too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there challenges to filming a movie in Michigan that was supposed to take place in Iowa?
Well, there are challenges filming any movie, and but we figured out how to do it. And you know, when you're shooting a movie indoors, you could actually shoot, you know, a lot of things anywhere. But it's when you get outside and see the surroundings that you have to be careful. So, in fact, we did go down to Iowa and shoot all of the it's called D Unit, but we established the city of Cedar Rapids and there's probably about 8 or 9 shots of Cedar Rapids in the film.
There's also, and I mentioned this when I was talking to Phil, but there's this wonderful scene in the movie where two of the characters are at a little park along the river, along the Cedar River, supposedly, and they can look right up from this beautiful swing set, and there's a lovely bench and a bike path. They can look right up from that and see the Quaker Oats building. And, and that is not there, clearly.
It's not there.
Right. How did you manage to put that together? Because it really looks beautiful. How did you put that together so that it looked like it was in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, we had a beautiful shot already with Ann Arbor. That is a park right along a river. But it was super important to us to, you know, show Cedar Rapids right there. So we went down and shot. We matched that shot. And then we used the digital composite to put it in there to make it appear as if they were sitting on a swing set on the banks of the Cedar River. Yeah.
Did you have a number of people who were working on continuity issues to make sure that Ann Arbor, Michigan looked like Cedar Rapids?
We knew already, yeah. I mean, we were all super conscious of it because we didn't want to go to Ann Arbor. We sort of, but in order to make the movie, we had to. We were all set to make it, and we couldn't make it in Cedar Rapids, but we were all set to make it in Des Moines. And so no matter what, we were going to have to establish Cedar Rapids in other ways, but shoot it in Des Moines or someplace else because we couldn't shoot it. And the principal reason for that is that one of the big locations was a holodome or holodome-like hotel, and we just couldn't find one that was available for us to use in Cedar Rapids.
And apparently Michigan is just rife with them.
Well, there were 5, I think 5 or 6 of them. And so once we got the news that this sort of political situation in Iowa wasn't going to be resolved, we loaded everything up and flew up to Michigan and fanned out across the state just to look at those 5 holodomes. And turns out we didn't use any of them, but while in Ann Arbor, somebody saw this hotel, a location guy, and walked in, and it looked like it was closed. There are no cars in the parking lot. And he said, "Are you open?" And the front desk clerk kind of snarled at him and said, "Yes." But nobody was there. So that's perfect for a movie. It's not perfect for a hotel, but it's a great, because it's difficult to shoot a film when guests are real people are checking in and out and conventions are there. And we did have to sort of deal with a girls figure skating group that were doing their, dry land work in the hotel lobby and things like that.
But well, you should have included that.
We
that
should have.
Great.
Yeah.
Now that the movie is finished and you know that it will be seen all over Iowa and other places like Minnesota and Wisconsin that are included in the film, what are your hopes that people in the Midwest will see when they go to see this movie that's supposed to take place here?
Yeah, I think that we screened it here in Minneapolis last night, and it was, I think, that everything that we hoped for, people pretty much laugh from start to finish. And but all morning long, both Phil and I have been getting emails and texts saying how much people who live here love the film. And it is nothing if it isn't a crowd pleaser. It is really, and so for people in the Midwest, where we're from, to love this movie, it's probably one of the most important things to us.
Jim, thank you so much for talking to me.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you.
Jim Burke is one of the producers of the new movie Cedar Rapids. Coming up, I'll talk with Jeff Pomerantz, he's city manager of Cedar Rapids, and Diana Nolan, arts and culture reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The movie Cedar Rapids opened in limited release last week. It opens around the state tomorrow. There's a sneak preview tonight in Cedar Rapids. The movie tells the tale of Tim Lippe, played by Ed Helms. He's an insurance agent from small town Wisconsin who gets sent to a convention in the big city of Cedar Rapids. After the very first plane ride of his life, he checks into his hotel, and here's another moment from the film.
So I just did the whole check-in rigmarole, and I'm on my way to my room.
Have you seen the pool yet?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, there's like palm trees and stuff. The whole place smells like chlorine. It's like I'm in Barbados or somewhere.
Oh, here we are.
Mikasa, junior suite. Hang on a second here. Figure out how this deal works. He's like a stinking credit card.
What is it? Him?
There's an Afro-American man standing in my room.
What's he doing?
He's smiling at me.
That's Ed Helms as Tim Lippe as he begins the experience that will change his life in the movie Cedar Rapids. And with me right now is Diana Nolan. She's the arts and culture reporter from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And Diana, you have seen the film, so let's start with, what do you think?
Well, you know, when I first saw it, I was sitting there thinking, well, you know, at least it doesn't make us look stupid. It makes Wisconsin look kind of dumb, so that's cool. And I thought, well, I didn't, you know, I laughed out loud pretty hard a couple of times, but not a whole lot. But, you know, I was sitting there watching it with a bunch of jaded journalists like myself, and then I met Ed Helms and I met Miguel Arteta, and they are so cool and so nice. And then I kind of softened and warmed up to the movie a little more.
Do you think that as somebody from Cedar Rapids, did you go in with a skepticism? Were you ready to dislike the film because of that?
I'm always hopeful that I'm going to like whatever I'm seeing and reviewing, but prepared for not. And I thought, you know, I did go in skeptical. I carried my Cedar Rapids baggage with me and thought, okay, what are they going to do to us? And, you know, and at first you think, can anybody be so incredibly clueless as Tim Lippe? He's never stayed in a hotel. Good grief. And then I met a producer in Chicago who said that she worked on a TV show where most of their guests had never stayed in a hotel or flown in an airplane. So I guess those people do exist.
So it started to ring true the more you thought about it.
Yeah.
What did you think about the way the city of Cedar Rapids was portrayed?
The thing that was nice, that was intelligent on their part, part was most of the inside action takes place in the hotel, and we no longer have a holodome. Ours got torn down a couple of years ago, so they couldn't shoot there, and that's what they really wanted, was a hotel with a pool in the center.
Right. Even if they had shot in Iowa, as we just discussed, they were going to have to shoot in Des Moines to get the holodome experience.
Exactly. So then when they did go outside, they were very smart, and they shot what I call B-roll, but they call it their second unit, scenes of downtown Cedar Rapids. So when you're outside, you're looking at the real Cedar Rapids for the most part, and that's good.
And they do have aerial shots of the interstate going through Cedar Rapids. There's this wonderful scene along the riverfront, and it's really sort of the emotional turning point of the scene. And Ed Helms' character, Tim Lippe, is at this park, and there he is with Anne Heche's character, and he's talking about when his father died, how the local insurance agent in Wisconsin really, his father died in a sawmill accident, and that local insurance agent really fought for his family to make sure that he and his mom were taken care of. And that's what he thinks of an insurance agent, as that's who they're supposed to be. So it's this really wonderful emotional scene. And they're in this little park, beautiful little park on the Cedar River, although clearly it was not on the Cedar River. And they look up and look across, and there's the Quaker Oats Factory. Mm-hmm. So you've been on the riverfront in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
How much did that resemble the
city?
Well,
you know, I'm sitting there going, well, that's not the park that's really across from Quaker, because that's not much of a park. But, you know, it's pretty, and it's fairly nondescript. It has some pretty black wrought iron. It's not that far removed from what you see if you go just a block or two south along the river, where they actually have made some parks. So we can live with it.
So you're planning to go to the sneak preview tonight in
Yes.
Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
What do you think that experience is going to be like?
I cannot wait to hear what a full house of people who are ready to rock are going to sound like. Like I said, you know, a bunch of jaded journalists with their notebooks are sitting there listening. This will be a different experience. And I'm going to talk to some folks beforehand as we stand in line. And then I'll ambush some people on the way out to get their reactions, and then get it all written up and in tomorrow's paper. But I'm really looking forward to hearing how the real world laughs and reacts.
Well, Jeff Pomerantz is joining us now, and Jeff Pomerantz is a city manager in Cedar Rapids. He has also seen the film. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you so much for talking with us
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be here.
So I'm sure that this film has been on your radar for quite some time, ever since it was going to be filmed in the state. What did you think when you first learned that there was going to be a movie called Cedar Rapids?
Well, I've been city manager about 5 months, and heard about it shortly after I arrived in Cedar Rapids. And just very, very excited. I think it's, you know, you can't buy this kind of publicity. I don't know how many millions of dollars it would take to get our name around the world. So I think it's phenomenal.
You have seen the movie, right?
Absolutely. I went to the premiere in Ann Arbor, and had the pleasure of meeting with the director and attending the premiere, and meeting a number of other individuals that were involved in making the film.
What did you think of it?
I liked it very much. You know, certainly, you know, when you look at a film of this kind, there's certain things, you know, I perhaps call them adult themes, that, you know, it might depend on your taste, but it was well acted, it was funny. I thought it was a brilliant film.
How did you think Cedar Rapids was reflected in the movie?
I thought it was very good. You know, there's a lot of talk. The negative might say, well, a lot of it was filmed in Ann Arbor, which is true. But there's a tremendous number of outtakes that were filmed in Cedar Rapids. And I thought it was a great reflection of our community. You know, I heard you talking about the scene along the river with Ed Helms and Anne Heche. As they looked across the river, there was Quaker Oats. And as I look at the future of Cedar Rapids, we're going to have parks just like that. So they took a little bit of professional license and created a beautiful park across from Quaker Oats. But we're going to have a park just that nice, if not much nicer, as we move forward on our flood recovery. So I was really excited about it.
There was one scene in the film that takes place at a party outside of the hotel convention and everything, a party ostensibly outside of Cedar Rapids. And we don't know exactly what was going on in the party, but it looked like some methamphetamine use and some other drug use. Do you have any concerns about having rural life in Iowa portrayed in that way?
You know, I think it's a movie and it's entertainment, and whether it's scenes of content that are purely adult, and whether it's men behaving badly at a convention pretty much, or whether it's drug use, obviously those are not things that we would want to portray of our community or of our state. But in context, It's a funny movie. It's well acted. It's certainly for adults, but I think that if you take it as a package, it's getting the name of Cedar Rapids out around the world and certainly in the United States, and I think that's very positive. My mother lives in New York, and she's 82 years old, and of course she knew of my move to become city manager of Cedar Rapids, and as I told her about the movie, it was just a couple of days ago, she was in a subway in Manhattan, and there was the posters of Cedar Rapids, the movie, obviously. So I just think that you got to take it as a whole package. It's well acted, it's funny, and there are certain scenes in there that obviously we would have concerns with because of the content. However, the overall movie and the theme and what it's going to do for our community in the long term, I think, far outweighs any particular scenes that are meant to entertain.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Sure, thank you.
Are you going to the preview in Cedar Rapids tonight as well?
I hope to be there, yes.
All right, well, have a great time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jeff Pomerantz is city manager of the city, Cedar Rapids, not the movie, Cedar Rapids. Diana Nolan is still with me. She's the arts and culture reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And although I know not many people in Iowa have seen this film yet, you're welcome to join our conversation with any questions or comments. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Diana, as we've been watching, as I mentioned earlier, the movie came out in limited release last week, so the big reviews have already come out. It's been reviewed in the New York Times. It's been reviewed in People Magazine. It's been reviewed in Entertainment Weekly, and pretty much universally loved. As you've been reading through these reviews, were you surprised by how warmly it's been received?
Absolutely. I was very surprised. And review after review, as they started coming in on our wire feeds at the paper, I'm going, well, okay, they saw something I didn't. They're not from Cedar Rapids. I am. And so it made me really stop and kind of reflect. And I guess in a way, I'm kind of glad I gave myself some time to think about it before I actually wrote my review. Normally, I go to an event, I come home, maybe I sleep on it and write it in the morning. But this one, I waited a couple of days, and it turned out better, I think, because it sort of helped me see it maybe with a little broader scope.
So it'll be interesting to see if other people, and to get review or to get reaction from the crowd tonight, to see if other people from Cedar Rapids go in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
I think that a lot of the group that will be there will be young adults, because they've been giving away tickets on radio shows and some of the hip stations, and then the stations I listen to. So I think we're going to get the baby boomers and their kids there, and so I think they're going to be pumped up to have a good time. So I think we're going to hear a good amount of laughter.
Well, and I suppose the general audiences don't enter with the same kind of skepticism that someone who reviews movies for a living would.
Exactly. They see it with different eyes than I do, who I'm used to judging. I'm used to looking for pacing and the visual aspects and, you know, all sorts of different things that the average moviegoer, they see them, but they don't think about them in the same way.
Teeter is on the line from Iowa City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what did you want to talk about?
Okay, something you mentioned earlier, that the that Cedar Rapids was a raunchy comedy, but it had heart. That's not a contradiction. All the good ones do. I saw one of the Farrelly brothers was asked pretty much the same thing. They said people asked him, like, in reference to Something About Mary, why waste time on character development? Why not just put in more raunchy humor? And he said, if the audience didn't care about the characters, that stuff wouldn't be funny.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And I have seen raunchy comedies without heart that I did not enjoy. So this one does have a very sweet story, but that's an excellent point.
I look forward to seeing it.
All right. Thanks a lot. You. Thanks a lot for your call. Gene is on the line in Des Moines. Hello, Gene.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. What would you like to talk about?
I think I had a chance to be a part of that film because I understand they had a Jack Nicholson impersonator role in that movie, and then the governor axed our program and all this trial stuff came up, and I just feel sickened that Cedar Rapids wasn't filmed in Cedar Rapids, and I hope people out there muster support to resuscitate the Iowa Film Program, Iowa Film Office.
Well, I think there has been a lot of disappointment about the fact that this film wasn't filmed in Iowa, although, as we talked about earlier, it wasn't going to be filmed in Cedar Rapids for the most part. It was going to be filmed in Des Moines. Do you think that, Diana, do you think that's going to color people's perceptions of the film, the fact that it was shot in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
It will only color the perceptions of people who live in Cedar Rapids and know that, because out in Washington, D.C., when my niece goes to see it, because I ordered her to do so, she's going to not think, that's really Ann Arbor. You know, they're going to see the name Cedar Rapids. They're going to think Cedar Rapids. And you have to be pretty hardcore to stay for the very end of the credits and then maybe see something like filmed in Ann Arbor. But you have to remember, too, that there is actual footage of Cedar Rapids, and that really helps soften that blow.
What do you think this movie might do for Cedar Rapids? After we watched the movie together and after the movie, we talked about the fact that it doesn't look like something that's going to get a lot of people to go visit Cedar Rapids. It's not going to necessarily attract tourists, but what do you think it could do?
Well, I asked both Ed and Miguel about what do you think it's going to do for the convention business in Cedar Rapids, and they both laughed, and one of them said, it's going to make it look like you can party in Cedar Rapids, and another one said, it's going to look like a great place to go, and I told them how we're building a new convention center, and they were real excited about that. It portrays Cedar Rapids just fine because the big blowhard, John C. Reilly's character, is not from there. The totally naive Tim Lippy is not from there. Anne Heche is from, oh my God, Nebraska. You know, so she's not from there. And when you go out to the sticks for the drug scene, even though that's the scene that bothered me the most because I liked Tim so much, I didn't want him to go down that slippery slope. But that's not, you know, they might think rural Iowa, and unfortunately, that is rural Iowa. What are you going to do?
What did you think about the scene where they talked about the floods of 2008?
That was wonderful. And both Ed and Miguel said that was too important of an event not to put in the movie, that they had to put it in there. And I thought, yay, let the world remember that we're still recovering from this. We still have miles to go.
And for Iowans who are thinking about going to this film, what do you say?
I say go to it. You know, be aware that there's going to be some pretty hard language. There is going to be some blatant sex, but it's not totally nude. I guess they keep their lingerie on. And there will be drug use that is kind of bothersome. What I found really funny is that none of us could figure out exactly what drugs they were doing. So there's our nice Iowa wholesomeness coming through. We don't know what they were smoking. It was something.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet.
Diana Nolan is the arts and culture reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and you can read her review of the movie in the paper tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, today. It's in the movie. I'm sorry. It's in the paper today.
It's in Hoopla.
All right. Terrific. Talk of Iowa was produced by Dennis Reese and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Jeff Schmidt. Production assistance today from Brian Dow. Podcasting and on-demand audio of Talk of Iowa on our website, iowapublicradio.org. Send us email anytime to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm Charity Nebbe. Tomorrow on Talk of Iowa, it's Horticulture Day. We'll be talking trees. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. And you said to